You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Carrie Oberbrunner here, episode 107. Igniting Souls podcast. I am so happy to be here with you today. There's no place I would rather be than sharing with you some fire. Okay, so look, the episode today is called 10 Trends of Rising Rock Stars. 10 Trends of Rising Rock Stars. Here's the problem with online businesses today. Most of you can probably relate. We highlight all the people who are basically impossible to emulate. You ever feel like that? You listen to a podcast and they're talking about these epic, unbelievable people that have just, I don't know, done things that nobody else can do, the listeners. And you kind of scratch your head and you say, well, gee, that's nice. You know, that's nice for them. But you say, look, I live in a small town, or you know what, I don't have those connections, or you know what, I don't have the ability to just pick up and leave for months like that person did. Here's the point. I purposely the other day in prepping for this podcast, because I did, I've been prepping, thinking about it for quite some time. I'm excited because I think that this podcast episode specifically, unlike many, many others, not only is it going to inspire you, but I hope it's going to motivate you to realize, look, if these common people, and by the way, I say common, I totally don't mean common because I don't think any one of us is common, but you get what I'm saying. You're going to hear these people and say, well, I probably have never heard of these people before. Unless you're part of the Igniting Souls tribe or something. But they're all doing something amazing. And they're doing it because of a unique trend that works for them. And I'm going to share 10 trends of rising rock stars, 10 different rock stars. And what I hope happens, this is my big hope, is that you say, you know, I could do one of those, or I could do two of those. And as a result, you're going to walk away and say, well, gee, if they can do it, I can totally do it as well. So we're going to jump right into the content. And the first person I want to highlight is, and here's why I'm highlighting the Igniting Souls tribe, by the way. Just the other day, somebody said publicly, they said, I want to take a minute and share with everyone how unique I have found the Igniting Souls tribe to be. This person said, I am part of 6 groups, 3 are free, and 3 I pay between $20 and $30 a month to participate. Some of the groups have more members than the Igniting Souls tribe, but they all fail miserably in the area of support and interaction. I did not ask this person to share this. They shared it, and I agree with it. And we have something very special in the Igniting Souls tribe. It's unlike any other group that I've ever been part of. These people are just gold. They are just fantastic people. Givers, servants, they support each other with belief and prayer at times if something's going wrong. Unbelievable people. We don't allow people to just jump in this group. This is a private group, and it's only for private clients. But I want to highlight 10 rising rock stars. The first one is Brian Wagner. So I'm going to say their name, then I'm going to say the rising trend, or the trend that's killer. It is a rising trend. And then I'm going to tell you why I think they're successful, why I think they're a rock star. And then I'll mention perhaps a website or something like that. Brian's a guy that is one of our Deeper Path certified coaches. And he shared on a call the other day, Carrie, I really want to get clients. And I said, are you serious? Like, do you really want coaching clients? He said, Carrie, I want coaching clients. I said, all right, man, I'm going to give you a plan. I'm going to give you a path, but you got to take action. And he's like, I'm in. And I thought Brian would be in because he's a good guy and I've seen him respond to a challenge in the past. So Brian, no joke, I tell him to make a list of 20 people and call these 20 people. And he could have done an email would have been easier. You can hide behind emails. You can hide behind social media. But I told him to call these people and offer them a complimentary coaching session. Brian did it. He went through and he started calling people. Boom, 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 boom. And it wasn't short. I mean, it wasn't super long. And it wasn't foggy. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. But he just served these people. He said, hey, Joe, it's been a while since we've chatted. I hope you're doing well. 2017, I'm so excited about it. I'm doing some things that are incredibly exciting, but you came to mind the other day, and I just want to reach out to you and see how you're doing. Like, what are you planning on for 2017? What's a big goal? What's a big dream? What are you planning on? Now, that question is brilliant because it forces the person to be like, well, gee, I'm not doing anything, or, you know, I kind of want to do this thing. But anyway, it's a question that opens the door. And they might say, Brian, I'm busy, I can't talk, or whatever. But most of the people absolutely chatted for a few minutes. And they started talking. And Brian said, that sounds fantastic. I love what you're saying about this goal that you have for 2017. What's your plan? And usually there's crickets, because nobody has a plan, right? And after a couple seconds of silence, Brian says, I'll tell you what, I have this crazy cool methodology, this coaching methodology that's helped me get clarity. No strings attached. I wonder if I can give you a personal complimentary coaching session. Just me and you, no strings attached. If it's fantastic, great, we can chat more, but I just want to serve you and I'd love to give that to you as a gift. I've identified just a few people. I'm calling them up specifically, and I'm literally have my calendar here, and I'd love to do that for you. Out of 20 people, Brian got about six. Got about six people to say, you know, I'd like to do that. Brian just last week got his first client, his first paying client, and he was thrilled, and I'm thrilled, and he has more on the way. But Brian is a rising rock star. His website is aradicalvision.com. And Brian's a guy who had brain surgery, like a tumor, that knocked out some of his sight. And rather than being a victim and saying, well, I'm done now, he turned his tragedy into triumph. He turned his setback into a comeback, right? I mean, he literally has taken his wound and he's leveraged it to create clarity and value. And if you go to his website, you'll check it out and you'll see that this guy is not, he's no joke. He's a legit rising star who picked up the phone and took action. I'll tell you what bugs me. I'm just going to be real with you because I love you guys, I care about you. Do not say you're a coach on social media and send me a PM, a private message, if you want to chat. Look, that's like saying, if money falls from the sky, I may open my hands and catch it. That is, look, I'm not saying losers do that, because I'm sure we've all done that. Let's be honest. I'm sure we've all done that. But I'm saying that that strategy is loser strategy. You do not announce to the world, you know, hey, I'm a med school graduate. If anyone needs checkups, PM me. You know? I mean, you just don't do that today. Now, could it work? Sure. I'm not saying it couldn't work, but I'm saying most people are scared to pick up the phone. Most people are not willing to grow into the person worthy of their dream job. They say, well, you know, I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to sound pushy. I don't want to put myself out there. It's a lot easier to write a tweet. Yeah, it is a lot easier. And you don't get much business. Why? Because you're not giving people a taste of you. A tweet is easy. A tweet is like, oh, I didn't read it. Ooh, I skimmed it. Ooh, I scrolled over it. I skipped it. When you call someone, you have to be strong. Now, are you scared when you make that call? Yeah. Brian was scared. I'm sure I was scared when I started doing that, but that's how I built my business. I literally interacted with a real human and gave them a sample coaching. I wouldn't even call them. I would just meet someone and start coaching them. And then after a few minutes, they're like, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a coach. Well, what does a coach do? What I've just been doing. Well, that's amazing. Can we do that again? You know, I mean, you give people a sample. Selling is serving. And Brian Wagner, he's a rising rock star because of his relentless serving. Number two, Laura Harris. These are guys, girls. These are all different kinds of people, young, old, in the States, out of the States. I picked all kinds of people. And it was tough to pick only 10. I just picked the first 10 that were in front of me because there's a lot of people who didn't make this list that are rising rock stars like crazy. And I'll have to do another episode because I couldn't make this, you know, 55 things that rising rock stars do. You'd be overwhelmed. I could only pick 10. Laura Harris, her trend is pure courage. Pure courage. Laura is fantastic. Here's why. She came to Shawshank with us. She was in our mastermind in 2015. So 2 years ago. She's a lawyer. She has all the credentials, but she wants more than that. She wants purpose, fulfillment, joy, satisfaction. And so she's been thinking about this for a while, Laura Harris. But Laura said 90 days prior to leaving the law firm, I'm going to go on video and I'm going to bring people in with my fears, with my hesitations, reservations, you name it. But Laura is pure courage because she's got a daughter. She's got a husband. She is leaving the security and safety, but doing it smart. She didn't just say back in 2015, I'm out. This is a slow departure. Strategic departure. We say go from prison to plan to payoff, not prison to payoff without the plan. Andy Dufresne did not just leave Shawshank overnight. He had a plan. And when you have a plan and you work the plan, what happens is that you grow and you delay the gratification. It's easy to walk in and tell your boss you're done. That's easy. And then you have a mountain ahead of you. What's harder is to do a side hustle. And I have an episode back a few times ago where I talk about a side hustle, that a side hustle actually creates in you the habits and disciplines you need to go pro. That's what I did. That's what a lot of people do. Why? Because when you go quit your job and tell your boss you're done, and you have no skills and no character and no perseverance and no discipline, trust me, you're not going to just wake up the next day and say, well, now I'm going to flip the switch and be a disciplined person. It happens while you're doing the side hustle. Number three, Shanda, unwavering resourcefulness. I'll give you Shanda's last name too. Shanda Heilman, H-E-I-L-M-A-N. By the way, some of these clients, I might butcher their last names because I always call them by their first names. But nonetheless, Shanda, and Shanda told me to remember her name, Shanda the Panda. It's all good. Here's the point. Shanda is fantastic. And her word that I want to give you, I love it. It's a word that, look, is underrated. It's unwavering resourcefulness. Shanda wanted to create a podcast, and she did. It's called Simply Make It Count. She's an artist at heart. She wanted to do a podcast, and she could have overthought this thing to death. She could have said, well, I don't know the technology. I don't have guests. I don't know how to get cover art done. I mean, you name it. If she wanted to find excuses, she could have. Instead, she had this unwavering resourcefulness where I love it. I absolutely love it. She said, I'm just going to find a way. And I sent her a guide. You know, she asked, or maybe she didn't ask, but I sent her a guide on how to get your podcast up. And she found a guest, and it was Mark LeMaster, also part of the Igniting Souls tribe. She went with what she had. She didn't say, well, I need this and this and this and this before I start, and I got to have this guest. She just started. That is a trend of a rising rock star. People who aren't rock stars look and look and look and look, and they constantly take inventory of what they don't have. Not Shanda. So Shanda, big shout out to you. You're part of my top 10 list for this episode because of your unwavering resourcefulness. Her podcast, again, Simply Make It Count. Next person I'm going to highlight is Laura Diehl, and it's D-I-E-H-L, D-I-E-H-L. Here's the trend with her, authentic compassion. If you want to be a rock star and you want to differentiate yourself from so many other online thought leaders, online businesses, if you have this little thing called authentic compassion, you will separate yourself. You will become this crazy cool outlier that attracts people. Why do I say this? Because Laura has a passion for parents who are grieving from the loss of a child. And by the way, there is a lot. I didn't know that, but there is a lot of parents who've lost a dear child. And I can't imagine the pain of that. I just can't. I can't fathom that. Laura can. And rather than say, well, this was my wound, this was my tragedy, I'm going to hide it, I'm going to keep it under wraps. What Laura has done, and her husband, as well as so many others, is they've leveraged their trauma into a ministry or a business or a platform where they can now help other people who are just going through that. So what Laura did is she said, I don't even know how to do a virtual summit. I don't even know what a virtual summit fully is, but I don't care. And she created a virtual summit that's going on right now, and it's found at gpshope.org, gpshope.org/virtual summit. Totally amazing, because what's happened is this is not being talked about. You know, people aren't talking about their pain, and as a result, it's becoming more painful. But not Laura. Laura drew people that were experts, people that had gone through that tragedy themselves, even one of our own people, Janice Pitchford, who's one of our authors, and she created a virtual summit. It's 100% free, and you can go there and watch the speakers and learn, and if you know someone who's lost a child, send them there, okay? Send them there, because what's going to happen is they're going to find a lot of hope and a lot of healing. Now, there's a place where they can purchase the virtual summit for life or something like that. But just right out of the gate, they're going to get so much hope and healing. And what I love about Laura is authentic compassion. This is all built around her desire to want to help and serve. And again, each one of these people, I care about them so much because they're our clients. And when someone becomes one of our clients, I become a champion for them. When they get discouraged, when they lose belief, when they stumble, when they fall, when they have victories, when they crush it, I and David, my business partner, we love to celebrate these people. So good for you, Laura. The fourth rising trend is authentic compassion. And again, you can do any one of these. Right now, I'm talking to you. You can do relentless serving, pure courage, unwavering resourcefulness, authentic compassion. Take your pick. All right, next. Number five, Chris McClure and Mark Williams, imperfect action. Imperfect action. I'm blown away. A year ago, our tribe was not out there as crazy as these people. I mean, these people are starting their own podcast, virtual summits, building their client portfolios. These next guys, Chris McClure and Mark Williams, are just south of Columbus, I think southwest. They're near Dayton area. And what I love about these dudes is they didn't say, let's just create a virtual summit. By the way, those are cool. They said, let's create a legit in-person March 13th all day growth for the future Christian leaders workshop. It's a workshop and it's amazing. I'm looking at the schedule. These guys are crushing it. And it's at a Beaver Creek Christian Church. And look, I'm a person who doesn't push my faith on anyone. I don't. I mean, my goal is to give value. And I believe that my faith speaks for itself. And hopefully you're getting value. But these guys took imperfect action. They could have overthought this thing forever, which is what I see most people do. We don't want to look bad. We don't want to fail. We don't want to make mistakes. So we don't do anything. Not Chris, not Mark. These guys are jumping on Facebook Live. They're giving little sneak peeks. They're giving samples. They are taking massive action. And I love it. And I'm featuring these guys, not just their event, but I'm featuring the fact that if you want to be a rising rock star, you need to take imperfect action. And you can find these guys, their events on Eventbrite, and it's a crazy long URL. So all I'm going to say is if you're near Dayton, if you're in that area, if you want to grow, if you want to see some rock stars in action, Growth for the Future. That's what it's called, Growth for the Future. And it's a Christian Leaders Workshop, March 13th. Awesome. You guys are just blowing me away. Not only did you create an event, not only did you go on Eventbrite, you set up Facebook Live, as I mentioned. That's a place where you give people a sneak peek, a preview of what your going to be teaching on. We call it the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. You probably have heard me for years teaching that if you've been a person who's joined me in the past, but you got to give people a sample of you, of the content, whether or not they buy ever. And if you do that consistently, people will say, what is going on? I love what I'm tasting. I want more. Not everybody, but a lot of people will. All right, our next person, number five, and then I'll recap, and then we'll go with the following five. Our next person, Renee Vidor. What I love about her is I'm going to call it savvy integration. Savvy integration. Look, Renee's been doing this thing called the Treasure Swap for several years. It's an annual event. It's gotten very big here in Columbus. You can find more about simplyenrich.com, simplyenrich.com. And right on the homepage, they have something about the treasure swap. I'll tell you why I love what Renee's doing. She's always done a top-notch event, always. But this year, what she's doing is she's saying, I realize that events have their place, they have their point, they have their significance, but they can't do everything. Events sometimes are limited because you go to an event and you get all fired up, and unless you have a process, just like if you go to the gym and work out once, it is tough to sustain transformation with a one-time event. So what Renee's doing is she said, Carrie, you know what? How should I take this event and take it to the next level? And we were chatting, and I love it. So by the way, she's doing all kinds of Facebook videos too, which again, you got to realize if you are not doing live videos, you are going to struggle. You're going to struggle because live videos is being rewarded all over social media and people engage with it. It's one thing to see a static written post, but when you see someone who is talking and giving value, it's much more engaging. So Renee's been doing that. It's called the Treasure Swap, Clothing Swap, and so much more. And what she's doing this time is she's blending it and integrating it with a life-changing process. And I'm not going to give away everything because I just can't. Some of this is a surprise. But let me just say, she's taking a event that she's been successful at, served tons of ladies and charities and nonprofits from this. But now what she's doing this year is she's integrating it with a process so that long after the treasure swap, life change is going to continue to happen. So if you're at all in the area or if you want to check her out, you got to see it. It's fantastic. Again, savvy integration. What are you currently doing right now that with a few tweaks, rather than doing the same old thing that you've done? Because again, there's no stretch in that. I've seen people do that for years. Well, I'm going to have an annual event and it's going to be the same thing every year. And we're going to, you know, roll out the script. We do things different every year. IgnitingSoulsConference.com is our annual event. And every year we stretch further. We upgrade the technology. More people come. We haven't even done public promotion, and already over half the tickets are gone for next year. So I'm just convinced that you need to be stretching yourself. If you want to be a rock star, you have to go further than you did last year or in the past. And what Renee's doing is she's integrating a process with an event for sustained impact. Love it. Number seven, I like this one, generational partnerships. Got to give a shout out to Pat Gannot and Erica Foster. Look, the age range between these ladies is, I'm going to guess and say, at least four decades. So you have a woman in her 80s, and I don't want to guess Erica's age. I think she shared it one time. I'm going to say, you never say a lady's age. Pat doesn't care. Pat's told me you can say my age anytime, any place, anywhere. So I'm not even going to guess Erica's age, but let's just say it's quite a bit lower. I'm going to say 30s or 40s, somewhere in there. Okay. Again, I'm not going to guess, but at least four decades different. What Pat and Erica are doing is they're doing a generational partnership. Let's face it, each one brings a certain skill set, a certain magnetism. Erica attracts certain women. Pat attracts certain women. And what they've done is they've partnered together and they are going to do a Your Secret Name. Get this, a Your Secret Name event where they're going to help women find their true identity. So cool. And I love it because it's going to happen later in March, but they are partnering together. Who's someone who's different than you age-wise, younger or older? And you say, you know what? They bring a certain skill set. I bring a certain skill set. Let's partner together. That is a trend for rising rock stars. People are partnering with others outside of their economic background, their educational background, their generational background, all kinds of outside the box partnering. And it's not partnering forever. If you listen to last week's podcast, this is more partnering or even collaborating for an event. That's what it is. That's what it is. In fact, I'm going to change this one to generational collaborations. Look, we're making it in real time. We're making the adjustment. I'm typing it in as I go. Generational collaborations. Partnerships, you should always go into very slowly. Collaborations, I'm much more a fan of. It's a date before the marriage. And I love what Pat and Erica are doing. They are collaborating generationally to do a super cool event. Look them up later in March. I believe it's March 28th. And you're going to hear and see some super cool things. They've been talking about it for a while. They're finally doing it. In fact, I'm glad they're doing it. If they would have delayed anymore, I would have done something. I would have lit a fire underneath them. But they're doing great. So awesome job, ladies. I'm going to recap again. So we have relentless serving, pure courage, unwavering resourcefulness, authentic compassion, imperfect action, savvy integration, generational collaboration, and now with Jim Akers, jimdakers.com, systematic storytelling. Why? Jim's on a massive tour. Jim is crushing it all over the country. He's speaking and serving, and he wrote a book called Tape Breakers. And what I love about Jim and Cardiff and all these guys and ladies, again, I could only pick 10 this time. Linda Outcome. I mean, there are just so many rock stars that are happening right now. And they're not the people that you say, oh, well, I've seen them on TV. Oh, I've heard about them all over the country. So many times we overemphasize the few and we say, well, you know, and I'm not going to start name dropping, but we start picking like the three or four or five people that everybody wants to be like. And it's like, whoa, hold on, be yourself. That's one thing that kind of separates the Igniting Souls tribe from most other things. Most other groups I'm part of, you have to be like the guru, the thought leader. You have to become certified on their personhood, right? The blank certified speaker, coach, and trainer. I told people years ago, if anyone ever names, first of all, I don't think they ever would, but if anybody named the Carrie Oberbrunner certified speakers, coaches, and trainers, somebody shoot me. Or if I'm dead, bring me up from the grave and shoot me. Why? Because God created you to be you. God did not create you to be certified Joe Blow or, you know, whatever. He didn't. You are you. And what I love about each one of these people is that they may be certified on some content we're doing, but they are themselves. It's a tool in their toolbox. They're expressing it in their own way. So what I love about Jim Akers, he's one of our Author Academy elite authors, but he wrote his own book and he's traveling all over the country and doing what? Systematic storytelling. You might say, Carrie, what is storytelling? Marketing. If you want to be someone who sells books, which by the way, he just shot a post recently. Ugh, I got to read this thing. I'm going to read it. Hang with me. Why? Because I'm just so excited. He sent out this post. Check it out. He said, today is the 1 year anniversary of my release of my Author Academy Elite book called Tape Breakers. As I read about the victories being enjoyed by this group, the Igniting Souls Tribe, I'm always encouraged and inspired. As I see Carrie's persistent and poignant coaching, I'm reminded that coaches take us places we could not go on our own. Thank you. As I reflect on this past year, I want those working on their race to remember it is a journey, not an event. It is so important not just to persist, but to embrace the mindset of perseverance. Tomorrow I fly to Texas to keynote 3 sessions for a men's conference at one of the largest churches in Texas. This would not have happened without my Author Academy Elite book. In 3 weeks, I go back to Texas to keynote a corporate event. So he's in the church, he's in the business world. That would have never happened without my Author Academy Elite book. In 4 weeks, I will lead a 6-week training program with a large real estate firm in West Virginia. This would not have happened without my Author Academy Elite book. Tape Breakers would not have come to fruition in the form and quality without carry his vision and the delivery of the Author Academy Elite. By the way, if you're like, what the heck is this thing? Watch the free training. Like, I don't care if it's not for you, the program, Author Academy Elite, at least watch the free training where I give away 13 years of secrets about writing, publishing, and marketing. You just go to carryoberbrunner.com/book. Over 50,000 people have watched this. And I don't know, out of that, 300 have become our students. It's application only. So you can tell if 50,000 people have watched it and we've only accepted 300 people, I'm not that concerned about the secrets getting out, okay? I want you to watch it to get the secrets and the tricks and the tips. It's fantastic because it takes all of that failures that I've done for years and it says, hey, don't make the same mistakes. Here's some tricks, tips, and tools. I love how he closes this. I just wanted you all to know how much I appreciate you, and I want to be an encouragement to you. And if you're wondering if you can monetize your work, you can. These events are yielding 3-4-figure plus honorariums and the sale of nearly 300 books. Jim's crushing it because he is taking what? Systematic storytelling. Even this is marketing. Now, he didn't mean it as marketing, but even that post is smart marketing. It really is. You tell a story, and that is the best way to market these days. You don't say, hey, started my coaching business, PM me if you're interested. You know, Jim would not be like, hey, wrote a book, here's the link. That's lame marketing. Jim doesn't do it that way. I don't do it that way. You shouldn't do it that way. If you want to be a rising rock star, do systematic storytelling. He just doesn't market when he wants to. He markets every day, and that's what I do as well. Next person, number 9, and then number 10 after that, then we're done. Number 9, Stuart Lamont, all the way from Australia, methodical preparation. I love it. Methodical preparation. I'm not into winging it, okay? I wing it after massive preparation, if that makes sense. I massively prepare, and then I can wing it often, which I do. But here's the point. Stuart says, I gave a 5-minute talk in church the other day. In preparation, I recorded myself a few times. I sent the video to a trusted friend, and he said, where's the takeaway? Ouch. He says, it was good to get candid feedback early on while I could still do something about it. I love that, Stuart, by the way. Stuart doesn't say, here's what I think I'm going to do. He says, I'm going to send it to a friend who's a truth teller, by the way, who, he says, speaks on a regular basis. He says, I workshopped my talk and practiced it in front of the mirror several times, perhaps 15 to 20 times with a timer over a 2-week period. Hold on. Hold on. Do you catch this? Stuart gets asked to speak for 5 minutes and he practices it so much, 15 to 20 times in front of a mirror, gets feedback. Wow. Here's what else I love about Stuart. I used the tell a story, make a point method. By the way, that's what I teach. That's how good nonfiction writing is. Tell a point, make a point, tell a story, make a point. You go back and forth like that. Same thing with speaking. Stuart says, I played struggler for the first part of the talk. Again, content that I've taught that Stuart gets and masters. I tell people, you can either be a struggler, you can be a Sherpa, or you can be a sage. By the way, that's not my own. I got that from somewhere along the way. It's out there publicly. Google it. All right? But the point is this. Stuart says, I took struggler first. I'm weak, too. But then shifted gears to Sherpa. I have some answers, and I can help you, too. Anyway, he says, I completed the talk within the allotted time and did not make a single pause, which is unprecedented for me. It was an awesome moment. My heart was beating, but I felt like I was completely in the moment. I lost count of the number of people that commended me for this message afterwards. Folks, this is the first time I've ever spoken at church, and I got praise from even our senior pastor for this talk being well executed, and in his own words, an excellent exhortation. Got to be happy with that, especially as an amateur. Thanks, Carrie. This is definitely a milestone for me, which I feel that you are a stakeholder. So I wanted to share this with you with the tribe. I am not just an author anymore. I am also a speaker. I'm telling you, Stuart is a rising rock star, and here's why. Because of methodical preparation. He didn't say, well, you know, this is just a 5-minute talk. No one's even in the room. Hardly anyone cares. They won't know the difference. Stuart said, I'm going to take this assignment so seriously. I'm going to prepare. I got to think, if he said it 20 times and it's 5 minutes, 20 times 5 is 100 minutes. That's at least an hour and a half. Plus, he probably thought about it. He wrote it out. He got his truth teller to critique it. This guy has hours and hours wrapped up in a 5-minute speech. And that's what I tell people, especially when you're first starting out, especially, but I think all the time, 1 minute is 1 hour of prep. If you want to be a rock star, 1 hour, 1 minute, right? You got 10 minute speech, 10 hours of prep. You might say, that's nuts. Yeah, it is. But you know what? Do you think your words can change people? I'm sure you've had somebody's words change your life. I have multiple times. Shifting of my trajectory of my life. That, I'm so glad these people prepped. Super proud of you, Stuart. Number 9, you get it, man. Methodical preparation. And number 10, our final one today. Marilyn Hughes, all the way from Australia as well. Another one of our clients, Author Academy Elite author, who just wrote a book called Best Practice. And what I love about Marilyn, she wrote on a topic that is so not talked about. It's about counseling and how to transition your practice well. So in other words, if you own your own counseling practice, how do you sell that or transition it well when you want to move out and do other things? And I believe her book is called Best Practice. Look her up. And what I love about her is she is a committed victor. What do I mean by that? She's in Australia. She could have easily said at certain times, well, Carrie, you know, I'm an Author Academy elite, but the currency exchange is too difficult, or the time zone is too difficult, or, you know, I don't have a distributor like you do in Australia, although she learned that she does have a distributor. Here's the point. She could have looked for every excuse in the world, which is what a lot of people try to do. A lot of people say, you know what, I'm scared. So if I can find an excuse, latch onto it, I'm off the hook. Not Marilyn. And I'm so glad Marilyn didn't take the easy route. Because why? She says, I launched my book on Thursday and it outshone my expectations. Many wonderful people attended, great excitement at the drawing of the prizes, and many books signed. My first presentation of my program to a group of counselors was also very successful. I'm building my online group steadily, and my dream is materializing before my eyes. That's crazy, but it's not. Why? Because she is a committed victor. So let me just recap those 10 super quick, just so you have them. Again, very different episode. I don't know many people who've ever done an episode where they picked 10 people who are, quote, normal, 10 people who are just like us, even though I don't think anyone is just like anybody. I don't think anyone is common, but you get the point. People that are not whatever on every TV show, on every podcast, people who are rising rock stars. And why? Because they're doing really simple things. By the way, if you like this type of episode, I'm not saying every time, but if you found this episode encouraging, I want you to let me know. Because who knows, maybe once a quarter, I'll pick 10 more rising rock stars. Maybe you. Okay, maybe you. Who knows, right? I want people to learn and grow from the best, and I believe you are the best, but you have to take these 10 qualities and integrate them into your life. I'm also going to ask, look, I'm committed to get this out, this whole message of becoming a soul on fire. Why? Because as Saint Irenaeus said, the glory of God is man or woman. The glory of God is a soul on fire. Right? It's a man or woman whose soul is on fire when they are fully alive. Okay? I believe the actual quote is, the glory of God is a man or woman fully alive. But Ferdinand Foch said that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. Carl Jung said that the most damaging thing in the life of a child is the unlived life of the parent. I'm committed and convinced that we need more souls on fire, especially today. I'm asking you to help me. How do you help me? Share this. Let us know that this served you. Spread it around. Write a review on iTunes. I'm not pitching anything today. This is not, hey, you know, go to this product or sale conversion. This is, here's 10 trends that I know would help you and your business or brand. And I'm going to just quick recap them. Number one, Brian Wagner, relentless serving. Number two, Laura Harris, pure courage. The one who's taking us with her in her 90-day departure from the law firm. Shanda Heilman, unwavering resourcefulness. Has an idea, knows she should do a podcast called Simply Make It Count, does it. Laura Deal, someone who has the unfortunate situation where she has a child who passed, and rather than sit in her grief, she's leveraging that grief to help other people make it through their dark chapter and find hope and healing with her virtual summit. Again, authentic compassion. Chris McClure and Mark Williams, imperfect action. These two guys creating this awesome event for a whole day coming up here on leadership. Love it. Imperfect action. Renee Vidor, savvy integration, doing her annual event, but with some tweaks to take it from an event into a process. Pat Gano and Erica Foster, Number seven, generational collaboration. Love it. Partnering with other people who have different strengths than you do and different audiences and making it happen. Jim Akers, number eight, systematic storytelling. He's out there day in and day out marketing, but through storytelling. Love it. Stuart Lamont, this guy who took his five-minute talk and spent hours prepping for it. Methodical preparation. Took it serious. I believe he's going to be handed a bigger assignment. I really do. Because when we are faithful with a little, we are trusted with even more. And that's what he did. And number 10, Marilyn Hughes, committed victor, who said, I'm not going to let all these peripheral things hold me back. I'm going to take action and make it happen regardless. And I believe she's even sold her first courses from her book, which we teach, by the way, how to build a business around your book. So I'm just excited. Again, I have plenty of podcast episodes I could have done, but I wanted to do one called 10 Trends of Rising Rockstars. You might be next in the next episode that we do if you like this. I loved it. I love honoring other people, sharing what works. And we'll see you next time. Be a soul on fire. This is Carrie Overburner. We'll talk soon.